It's the Slashdot Review for Monday, November 29th, 2004. This is a mobile edition of Slashdot Review. My name's Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot. Today's music is from GarageBand.com and Creative Commons artist Too Fast Jack from Chicago, Illinois, with vocals by Chantel Thorne. Well, it's official. IntelSat 7 is now lost in space. Freetasm writes that the IntelSat 7 was reported lost today. The satellite covered the continental U.S., Alaska, Hawaii, Canada, Central America, and parts of South America. It was used to deliver digital programming in the cable zone, direct-to-user programming, and internet and data applications to North, Central, and South America. The company is already working on the launch of IntelSat 8, which is scheduled for December 17th. Do-it-yourself ordnance disposal. KPW10 writes that his company, Tackle Design, put together a do-it-yourself ordnance disposal robot for use by one of the partners in our company who is currently serving in Iraq. It's a very simple solution, costing only about $1,000, but it performs the same functions as the super expensive robots issued by the military. This company is looking to see if we can get more of these devices over there, particularly as the threat of IEDs seems to be on the rise. They're also looking at including more advanced cameras and other types of sensors, along with explosive detectors, MEMS and SAW-based, as well as RF detectors. More details and links on Slashdot. I had to pick up one handy item from yesterday, a Wi-Fi seeker, finder, and detector. Captain Jam points out to the readers of Slashdot in this review at handtops.com that there are at least 5 reasonably priced hardware Wi-Fi finders. A snippet says if you're not using a Wi-Fi-enabled PDA, you either have to turn on your handtop or laptop or wake it from standby just to check and see if there's a network in the area. While a Wi-Fi finder seeker won't make a connection out of thin air, it will conveniently tell you whether there's a Wi-Fi network available in the area. The mystery of cell processors. Lucid Beast writes that since consumer appliances are requiring more computer power, Sony, IBM, and Toshiba started in 2001 developing cell processors that comprises multiple processor cores and should give performance 10 times that of conventional processors. Now the CNN Money reports that details of the processor will be released February 6th through 10th at the International Solid State Circuits Conference in San Francisco. It's also reported by Double E Times Rumors that say that the Sony PlayStation 3 development platform has already been shipped to some developers equipped with the same cell processor. Another Internet 2 speed record has been broken. Artie Wald writes that an international team of scientists led by Caltech have set a new Internet 2 speed record of 101 gigabits per second. They even helpfully converted this into one LOC per 15 minutes. Lots of technical details in this press release. In addition to the obviously better network infrastructure, new TCP protocols were also used. Incidentally, that LOC is not letters of credit or lines of code. It's Libraries of Congress, one every 15 minutes. You know, many people have heard about Creative Commons, but the idea of reading a bunch of legal detail is right up there with chewing on some broken glass. Never fear. Creative Commons has online movies and comic books to explain in a close to painless manner what Creative Commons licensing is all about. You can find links to these painless resources at Slashdot Review. Slashdot always has interesting stories, things that you never would expect. This particular reader's name is Old School, and he writes in that the Morris Museum in New Jersey was recently awarded the Murtaugh D. Guinness collection of 700 historic mechanical musical instruments and automata, or mechanical figures. This extraordinary collection represents one of the most significant of its kind in the world, and there are links to pictures, demos, and animation of these devices at the museum website. Just thought you might want to know. 5 record companies are suing the makers of Kazaa in Australia. Charmin, which moved to Vanuatu in February 2004, Charmin Network says they are not responsible for what their users do with the software. The Slashdot reader, Whitey Wood, says, personally, I don't get what Sony is doing selling MP3 players for all your favorite tunes and then selling music, which they say you're not allowed to copy, to their MP3 players. But that's another story. The DaVinci Ornithopter is preparing for a test flight. Dirac writes that over 500 years ago, Leonardo da Vinci conceptualized a self-powered flying machine that would achieve both lift and thrust with flapping wings alone, and named it the Ornithopter. Hot on the heels of the 100th anniversary of the Wright brothers' flight and the recent X Prize, a team of scientists from the University of Toronto's Institute for Aerospace have taken on this challenge to make Leonardo's dream a reality. Again from the world of science, a paralyzed woman is walking once again. MGV writes that it's been promised for years, but it's just become a reality. Stem cells taken from cord blood have enabled a paralyzed woman in South Korea to walk again for the first time in 20 years. The details are on the Sydney Morning Herald site, but can also be seen at the World Peace Herald. Too late for Christopher Reeve, but not for the thousands of new injuries worldwide each year, or the millions of paralyzed people from other diseases living in the world. And you never know what you're going to find in the shout-out section. Had a nice link from Geico's Tabernacle of Infectious Net Notions, Geico Kujin Kifusho, which he says he's a different day in a different place. And started to follow some links and went from Florence through Winamp through Skype, and then all of a sudden at a site called Digestible Aggie. Three clicks later, I'm learning about Australian Mule Sing and PETA. A very interesting and eclectic collection of stuff. Thanks for the mention on your blog. Lisa Williams has a great site, Learning the Lessons of Nixon. One of the things that's interesting, Lisa's a longtime blogger, and she organizes her post by the Dewey Decimal System, which is quite an interesting way to approach things. Thanks again for both of you for the shout-out, and I've got links, of course, on Slashdot.review. Here's a list of the top 10 persistent design flaws. Jay Lauterbay writes, Bruce Tognazzini, former human interface evangelist at Apple and currently a principal at web design firm Nielsen Norman Group, has begun cataloging the top 10 design computing flaws that we just live with, but we shouldn't have to. Only 7 are found in his article, and not surprisingly, 3 of them are Mac-related. Jay Lauterbay's favorite was the mysteriously dimmed menu options. Wondered why those things are gray. HD DVD has won the support of 4 studios. An anonymous reader writes that it looks like HD DVD has won the latest round in the Blu-ray HD DVD format war. Toshiba announced today that 4 major studios, Warner, Paramount, Universal, and New Line, have endorsed the HD DVD format. Toshiba said it will use AACS for content protection, which is basically just CSS with better crypto, and unfortunately no ability to recover from security failures. Another possible eBay item, Intel's expensive disco ball. The New York Times has an article, The Disco Ball of Failed Hopes and Other Tales from Inside Intel. Seems like Intel's losing market share to other chip makers, and this article highlights a few problems that Intel's had, including one very expensive disco ball made from a failed attempt to produce projection televisions. Does the open source community need quality standards? Underpar writes that, quote, this techworld.com article reports that a UK group called Open Source Consortium is being officially launched today. The article further states that the goal of the group is to respond to claims that switching to open source is more expensive than using Microsoft products and to help smaller companies compete with Sun and IBM for open source contracts. They say they will not compete with other open source groups and they intend to eventually come to the U.S., The hype-filled About Us section of their site says that their quality standard certification provides a, quote, simple framework for self-assessment and performance improvement. The question of whether this is useful or even wanted in the United States still remains to be answered. Thanks for listening to Slashdot.review for Monday, November 29th, 2004. My name is Andy McCaskey, and I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader. Today's been a mobile edition of the program, and will be mobile for most of the week. Now today's featured album track from the GarageBand.com artist Too Fast Jack from Chicago. There's more music from this artist at GarageBand.com, which you can find by following the links on Slashdot.review.
display. Could I find another Bruce Payne? Well, I get up every morning just to earn some bread. I pay the rent and keep a roof over my head. No more fruit picked by the hand. Maybe I should return.
Figure I earned this, it's so.